Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2715.
Identify a person who has a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my pastor at my church. He, just the way he carries himself and his whole demeanor is like very influential to me.
What do you aspire to be?
Hopefully when I'm done with school, I want to go to med school and become a pediatrician.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say I'm kind of quiet until I get to know you, fun to hang around with. I laugh a lot.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I would probably have to say, my memory. For some reason, I have a photogenic memory. I don't know why. I just remember random things. For no reason, like names and faces and stuff like that.
What quality do you least like about yourself, and what do you like most?
Quality that I least like is maybe when some things go wrong, I get mad about it instead of like finding a way to fix it. Quality I like best is probably my sense of humor.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I would say the number one quality a person can have is probably honesty, just because that's a big thing.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
They instilled in me to put God first in everything that you do.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
To go to the movies, eat dinner, just go to the park, just hang out. That's about it.
Tell me about your most cherished present that you have ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Probably say a car.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I used to enjoy riding bikes, reading, going to the park, baseball.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
I don't really have a favorite book. I don't have time to read now. I'm in college. But when I used to read, my favorite books were probably mysteries.
Do you have a favorite word? And why is that word your favorite?
I think my favorite word is utopia. It's because of the perfect world.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
I don't remember the last book I read, but the last movie I saw was Tropic Thunder. Last sporting event I went to was a baseball game.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I like to hang out with friends, go to the movies, play soccer. My hobbies are tennis and the computer.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
A lady in the mall told me Tiger Woods, but I don't really think I look like him that much.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would probably interview Barack Obama just to see what he would say, because he's about to change history, or could change history, rather.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Going to college, because away from home, not with my parents anymore.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I would say switching my major from biology to psychology. Some people told me not to, but that's what I wanted to do, so I just went ahead with it.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your precepts about it.
That moment was when I didn't do so good on a bio exam, so I figured I had to do something, and I changed my major to psych because that's something I actually enjoy, like it's interesting to me.
Yeah. Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be at the beach with family and friends.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
With loved ones.
What is your approach to life? What would you say is your motto?
I would just say, if you don't succeed first, just try again.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
I'd probably say the most difficult time in my life was when my parents separated, and I just overcame it by just moving on. Like, I know I had to move on with life. I can't dwell on it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was making the Dean's List.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Trouble.
Who is your favorite actor?
Favorite actor is Will Ferrell.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is pot roast.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done was a spur-of-the-moment road trip.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Turn on the TV.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could ice skate.
Currently, you're majoring in psychology. When did you first become interested in this field?
Second half of freshman year.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Hopefully try and get into med school, or if not that, grad school.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
A pediatrician.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing regarding work, family, travel?
Hopefully 10 years from now, I'll be in my career and maybe married.
Okay, do you see yourself traveling somewhere?
Yes, probably somewhere out of the country.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Probably dinner and a movie.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone that's honest, likes to have fun, interested in the same things that I am.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Treat them how they want to be treated.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Just I thought it was interesting, like, along the line I knew it would help somebody else.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2715. Mm-hmm.